Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified.
Big thank you to Paperbell, our podcast sponsor. Paperbell is the new tool that powers your online coaching business. Paperbell handles your payments, appointment scheduling, sending files to your clients, contract signing, and more. You can get started with a free account at paperbell.com/podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Six Figure Certified Coach Podcast. A special welcome today to all of our friends and family. This episode is for you.
Okay, so the topic we're talking today is a really popular topic when people start out as entrepreneurs. I feel like we have this conversation with everybody.
Everyone.
Even people like before they've decided to do coach training or step into entrepreneurship, they start asking about this.
Yeah.
Which is, what do I do if and when my family and friends don't support me? And we have so many thoughts on this topic.
Yeah, we get so many people who are like, I really want to sign up, but I'm not sure what my husband or my partner or my friends will think.
Right.
Or I don't want my parents to know, so I can't like activate my business or tell people what I'm doing because I don't want people to find out. And we see both sides.
Yeah, I actually didn't tell my parents what I was doing when I decided to go through coach
training. I'm surprised for you too, because you're like so close with your family. Like, it makes sense for me because I'm like, don't see them that much.
But I'm so close, but they're also so opinionated.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, they're very intense. I actually like their opinions though, but maybe because I don't get any from my own parents.
So I grew up in a family business where like the majority of my family members worked in the family business and still do. And I really wanted to lay my own path. I wanted to start my own thing. And I wanted to do something that for me at the time felt a little bit out of the box. Coaching's become a lot more mainstream.
Right.
But It was kind of out of the box at the time. And I will say, like, I had started my spray tanning business first.
Yeah.
They knew about that.
But that was a little bit more normal. Like, your family business also is, like, normal. Like, they're not...
Like, the home service business.
The home service is pretty, like, long-standing industry, like, solid. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and it was more tangible.
Right.
And so I felt like they were going to laugh at me for becoming a life coach.
Right. What is that?
Yeah, exactly. And I just didn't want the questions because honestly, I wasn't really sure what is a life coach. Like, I didn't know yet. And I'm the kind of person that I do a lot behind the scenes. Like, I'm not like, you know, going, bragging, telling everyone what I'm doing while I'm doing it. I'm like trying to figure out. And then once I know what I'm doing, I like to share it.
Yeah.
So it is sort of, I think it's sort of on brand for me that I didn't tell them right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got through like 2 months of class, like 2 months of training before
they told them. Oh, they don't know that you went to training.
Oh, no. I like, and mine was in person. So I would just lie and say I was going to like a workshop for the weekend.
Oh.
I wasn't really lying. I was going to a workshop, but I didn't tell them that I was like forging a new career path.
I don't think I ever knew that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But why didn't you tell them?
I didn't tell them because I thought that they were going to poke holes in it. Like, I thought that they were going to be like, what's your plan? What are you doing? And like, I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was doing. I just knew that this was my next step and it felt like what I was supposed to do. But I didn't have like this whole dissertation prepared of like why I was doing this and what my plan was.
Like a business plan and all of that.
Yeah, I didn't have a business plan. And what's funny is that, like, I was one of the most successful people in my class, defining success as, like, getting paid clients.
Yep.
And, you know, I did really, really well. And I understood a lot about business that my colleagues didn't, which we've brought to IGC. And that was, like, what we launched based upon was, like, teaching people not only about coaching, but also about the business of coaching.
Yeah.
But I just, like, wasn't ready for their questions. My family's very opinionated and they're very successful. And, like, I didn't want someone who I respected to poke holes in something that felt like a dream and a vision but wasn't completely crystallized yet.
Yeah, I actually think as you're saying that, it shows, like, such a level of trust in yourself, which some people might disagree and say, if you weren't so confident, if you didn't really trust yourself, or, like, if you did really trust yourself, excuse me, you would have told them, you would have said it.
Right.
But I actually think it's the other way around, because if you're super confident in something, mm-hmm. then it's like you're not exposing yourself to potential, like, danger or holes being poked
right.
in it. And I actually think that's a higher level of self-trust and respect. I do think that sometimes we go to spaces and places and friend groups
looking for validation.
Looking for yeah. validation, or subconsciously looking for people to tell you, no, I don't think that's a good idea, because we're actually trying to talk ourselves out of things.
I agree with you on that. And we talk to people all the time who are like, I need to run this by my husband, or I need to, which, like, that's fine, right? However, are you doing that because you're actually looking for an out, or are you doing that because you're just afraid? Like, my question is, if you were just making the decision for yourself, what would you decide?
Right.
And if you're in a partnership, you know, whether it's a marriage or you maybe rely on someone else, parents, et cetera, for financial support, of course that makes sense that you would want to talk to them and get their buy-in and be on the same page.
Yeah.
But before you go and do that, first think through, like, well, if it was only up to you, what would be your decision?
Right, because I think it also shifts the tone of the conversation. Like, if I go up to someone and I'm not really bought into my own idea, and I'd be like, I'm really worried about this, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it or not, a lot of people fail at this, what do you think? Their response is going to be different than, I have done so much research on this, I know the exact training company
right.
I want to join, I have an entire vision for my business, I don't really know how yet, but I know that I want to do this and I'm committed to it. What do you think? The answer is literally going to be very different.
Yeah. It's like when you go shopping and you, like, find something you love and you're just like, I have to have this, I have to get it, rather than, like, texting pictures of your friends being like, do you think yeah. I look good in this? Or, like, if you're dating someone being like, do you think he's hot or do you think she's hot? And it's like, well, okay, but, like, what do you think, and what's
yeah,
having
you
go
that.
Externally
yeah.
to ask that question rather than trusting yourself?
Right. It's like you have to take your stuff first, your opinion first, your feelings first.
Yeah.
And then, you know, potentially ask other people for support.
A lot of times you don't have a plan.
Right.
So if everyone around you is going to be like, what's the exact plan? And you're like, oh, shoot, I need, like, people come to us and they're like, well, I don't have an LLC opened yet. And we're like, so? And they're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to say on my first coaching call. And we're like, so? Like, this is what class is for.
Right.
Like,
this is why you learn.
This is why you learn. You're not supposed to know it all. You're supposed to be taking actions and doing it, right? But of course you're not there yet because you're just getting started. For me, it was really important to protect that space that I was in, like that little internal incubator of
yeah.
like growing this idea.
Yeah, you have to protect the idea like it's your child or like it's your, you know, best friend or whatever you want to call it, and exposing it to insults or people questioning it is not actually healthy.
Well, I remember when you were pregnant, you wouldn't talk about the names for your kids.
Like, well, I didn't know if they were boys or girls, and I also didn't care what anyone, like, to take on anyone else's opinion. That's mm-hmm. true.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes something feels very treasured to us, and we just don't, we feel confident, but we know that other people are going to have.
Oh, God, people had so many opinions. I can't, you're not finding out the gender? You're not going to tell us the name? And I'm like,
yeah.
No. Like, what, but why? Why does it matter to you? You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, people are always curious.
Yeah.
But the key is, like, you staying true to you. Like, if you feel like, I don't want to share this. It's also just knowing yourself. Like, I knew that I could be swayed. Like, I knew that there was
That's
a chance.
That's also true.
Yeah.
If you know that you're going to walk into a space and tell them your idea and they're going to shoot it down or question you or question your ability to follow it through, and you think that could kind of throw you off, don't go.
Right.
Don't go.
Well, and I come from like a very traditional path. Like my family is very traditional. And so I am more creative. I'm more out of the box. I would say I'm sometimes more of a risk taker. Not that they haven't taken risks, but like, you know, I wanted to do that on my own terms, on my own dollar. Like I right. paid for my coach training myself. Like if I pay for it myself, you can't ask me questions.
And you can't take it away.
Right. And you can't take it away.
Oh my God, Liv, people are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
I think too, as you grow in confidence and as your business or idea grows, you do become more open to feedback. Like I will say, if someone, you know, we've been to things where people kind of dissect broken or parts of our business that need to be fixed or ideas yeah. that we have that they kind of challenge or try to, you know, get us to see a different way or grow in a different direction or, you know, clean up or clear up. That's fine now, but I don't think that I would have been like able to handle that kind of thing at the beginning, if right. that makes sense. Yeah. Like, well, I feel like the business has grown up and now it can take a little bit more, you know, input from the outside world. Whereas when it was like a baby or more of an idea, it needed to just be sheltered a little bit more.
Yeah. And I also have always said this thing where like we ask her, like we ask IGC, like what does she need next?
Yeah.
I do believe that like the business is an entity of its own. It has a life of its own. Like, there's that quote, I'm not going to say it the right way, but like it's about children and it says like your children come, they're not yours. Like they come through you, but they're not of
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
And
they're not your possessions.
Yeah. Like they belong to the world. And like, I believe that about our businesses, like our businesses come through us, but they're not fully our identity. They have their own identity yeah. and their own
birth chart.
Yeah, birth chart and dreams and desires. And so I would rather ask the business, like, what do you want next? What do you need next? What's next? Than I would some like random person. Like, what do yeah. you think I should do?
Yeah.
But I'm not, I don't think I've ever really been a surveyor. Maybe when I was younger, of like asking everyone around me.
Oh, I'm like a huge, what should I do? How many people do I call when I'm trying to make a decision? It's too many.
It's yeah.
too many. I'm a big what should I do?
But that's.
But it's gotten a little better because remember a couple of years ago, I was like, one of my goals this year is to like make choices faster.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I've been able to do that faster by eliminating some of the noise, but I think I'm more of a surveyor for sure.
But that was a thing for you in the very beginning. Like I remember you saying like you were we have that speech of yours on our YouTube channel that like,
oh my God, asking everyone what I should do.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You all should go watch that. What is
isn't
it called?
It called What Should I Do With My Life?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. It's on our YouTube channel.
But you talk about like how you, your whole life, other people told you what you should or shouldn't do.
Right.
Like,
and so then I was living date everyone that person. Else's life.
Right.
Not mine.
And so you eventually stopped surveying.
Yeah.
Which maybe you need to stop surveying
again. I mean,
I'm
still surveying a little bit, but not so much when it comes to business.
Right.
But I do, I mean, it's like one of those things. It's like, of course you're going to ask your mom friends like for advice around parenting to a degree. Of course you're going to ask your friends like what they think about what you're wearing or who you're dating or, you know, the design of your new kitchen, right? But it's like...
Maybe, but like I don't really want to know what other people think.
Really?
I might ask them like, how did you handle this or how would you handle this? And then take whatever I learn from what they say and apply what works for me.
Well, that's a very elevated way of doing it. And I'm just like, okay, well, she said I should wear the black outfit, so I'm wearing the black outfit. I mean, I'm not always like that, but I think it's hard to find a balance. And I think that when it comes to starting a business, you're going to get so much feedback from so many different sources and so many different, like, love it or bad idea or I don't think you should do it or you should do it. And it's like, how do you even figure out what you want? And
I think also people sometimes give you bad advice because they're actually jealous. Can we talk about that?
All the time.
Yeah. I feel like I had a lot of that. I think you had a lot of that.
Yeah. I wonder if people are actually telling the truth about what I should wear. They're like, please look like shit tonight. Thank you. I'm just kidding.
No, but like sometimes they talk about it in the artist way. What do they call them? Like naysayers?
Yeah.
Is that what she calls them? I feel like there's a more elevated word. Whatever. We'll find it.
Well, but it's the people that don't see beyond their own constriction, so they can't like be happy for you, like your success or your expansion.
Or they just don't understand.
Right.
You know, like I'm more of a risk taker than Adam. That's like, that's just how we are.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when I'm like, I want to do this, he's like, oh, like,
yeah.
It just throws him out of his element. But my like I want to say parenting style, but like marriage style is like, I just want to like shove him off the left. Like, I'm just like, right, jump, like, you'll be fine. You know,
immersive learning or something.
But, you know, I think a lot of times, even when we were friends, he would say to me, like, I'm jealous of how you just go after what you want and how you like have these ideas that you're passionate about. And so even with like my own, you know, intimate relationship, I have to be aware of, if I'm going to bring something to him, why am I bringing it to him?
Right. What do you want to get out of it?
What do I want to get out of it?
Yeah.
Because I'll say, like, I don't want you to talk me out of this. I just want to, like.
You have straight up given me, like, your opinion on my life before, which I've asked for.
Okay. Right?
But, like, what if, like, I guess what I'm saying is you can get opinions from people. Right. And people are going to get opinions from their family around starting a business or whatever that they don't agree with. I mean, or solicited. Like, I could go to you and say, like, what do you think about this? And you could tell me what I don't want to hear.
Right.
So how do you decipher between, like, someone just having a different opinion than you versus someone who's actually just jealous or just, you know, in their own fear mechanism and can't see beyond it?
Well, I don't know. What do you think it is?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of intuition. I think it's also being able to trust the source, right?
Right.
And, you know, making sure you're going to people
who have your highest and best in mind.
Exactly.
And I think it's also like, we've said this before, but like, you can't ask someone for directions to somewhere they've never been, right? Like, I can't give you a map.
Yeah.
Like, no one's life is like exactly the same, right? So everyone's path is going to be different. But I'm certainly not going to go to someone who doesn't have a business asking for business advice.
True.
And I'm not going to ask someone who just got divorced about like how to manage 1 year into my marriage if like they're in a place where they're like, you know, relationships are trash, like. So you have to be aware of who you're going to. And I think that's really important. Like, sometimes we just want to talk. We just want to hear ourselves talk. I think so much of, like, asking and getting advice is just hearing ourselves say it out loud.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes having friends who don't have strong opinions about what we should or shouldn't do is important. Like, people who are going to say, well, what do you want?
Well, the friend piece is actually a little bit easier. I think it's the family piece that can be the hardest because we say, okay, go to people that have our highest and best interest in mind, right?
And you hope that's your
family. And you would think and hope it's your family.
Right.
But they can often be the most critical, and I think it's often because they're the most protective, especially parents, right? They don't want to see you get hurt.
Like, risk adverse.
Yeah. They think, safety is more valuable than risk or whatever. But I think it's tough to decipher who to go to. And I think it's hard to get the feedback that we don't want to hear, especially at the beginning.
Yeah. I think there's also a conversation to be had around like changing your circle, right?
Yeah.
And so like as you grow, period, in your life, you are going to outgrow some people. You're going to outgrow relationships, like romantic relationships. You're going to outgrow friendships. You're going to outgrow business partnerships. You're going to outgrow clients. Like, there's going to be things that just don't match up at different points in your life. And so for me, like, the biggest thing is having people around me who also are fast growers,
right,
who also grow at a rapid pace and like welcome the invitation to up level and like can get to that next level. But inevitably there are going to be people at different points who like just can't hang.
Well, right. It's like you don't have to be in the same place, but you have to be growing at a similar trajectory, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
To stay in connection with others. And again, I hate to keep going back to the family thing, but that's like one of the hardest parts. And I do feel like some of the biggest worries or pain points that our new students have is not so much dealing with friends, because you can make new friend groups. Communities of women online are, you know, they're easy to find.
Yeah.
But it's, I often think it's the family that can be the most disruptive to our confidence when it comes to starting a business.
Yeah.
My dad hung up the phone on me when I told him.
Really?
I don't know how long it was until he spoke to me again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I turned down this bonus to stay on teaching for another year, and it was $25,000, which then and still is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I had to stay in the school district for another year, and I could either choose that or I could leave. And I remember, honestly, it probably took 10 minutes. I was like, I'm leaving. Like, it was scary, but I still, like, I was like, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
And my dad was just another level, mad, dumbest decision of my life.
It's so interesting how, like, our parents can get disappointed in certain decisions that we make. And then, like, you know, they're just scared for us
right.
a lot of the time.
Right.
And they don't, like, fully understand that, like, we have our own identities and we have our own guts and intuitions. And, like, right. they're looking to protect us. My dad's like part of this entrepreneurial group, and he had to put together this presentation, and he shared some of it with me, and he wrote about me and my brother in it. And he wrote about me that, like, it's so weird, because, like, I used to always feel, and still to this day when he talks to me about it, that, like, he doesn't think I, like, have a real business and that, because it's just so different than what he does.
Yeah.
And my business requires so much of my personality, and, like, we get to do things that are, like, fun. And,
yeah.
you know, sometimes I just feel like we're, like, still, like, playing dress up and, like,
right.
all these things that I did as a kid that I was like, there's no way that'll be my job. And it is. And he was like, my daughter is a true entrepreneur. Like, she started her own business. She's published a book. And I was like, it hit me so hard to hear, to see my dad write that, because I'm like, oh my God, like, he actually does respect me so much. Yeah. And I always felt like he didn't, but you know,
like, you have shown success now though too. And I right. hate to say it, but I do think that sometimes people doubt you until you, like, prove yourself.
Yeah.
You know, not that your dad ever doubted you, but I do think that sometimes, like, seeing the external rewards or payoff, like, allows people to be like, oh, I guess I got it wrong. Like,
well,
this
I
is actually so
want,
impressive.
I think they want what's going to be, like, safe for us.
Yeah.
And for me, what was safe was, like, the family business or, like, a very normal, typical job. And I just, you know, I was more out of the box. And I think that parents and the people that are close to you, for some people it's not their parents, it's grandparents right. or it's mentors or it's, you know, your partner, but they have to understand that your vision and your drive is going to drive you through the hard parts. Like
yeah.
they're not worried about the successes, they're worried about the failures, and they're
right.
worried about you not being able to continue to grow and not get through the hard parts of business and life that inevitably
come. So how do we deal with that?
Do you think your purpose in life is to create invoices or remind your clients that they have more appointments to schedule? Not at all. You're a coach because you love creating transformation for your clients, and that's why you need to check out Paperbell. Paperbell powers your online coaching business, payments, appointments, contract signing, client management, and more. It's so simple to use, and it'll give you so much relief and ease in your coaching practice. You just send your clients one link, and Paperbell does all of the admin and onboarding. Your client pays you, they sign the contract, they self-schedule their appointments, and you can even add an intake survey or deliver a welcome packet. Paperbell does it all. It's like having a VA that's there 24/7. And it's so quick and intuitive to set up, even if you're not tech savvy. Paperbell is a one-stop shop that does all of the boring admin stuff so you don't have to. Get started with a free account at paperbell.com/podcast.
Like, how do we kind of create a boundary around the negativity that could come? Because
yeah.
I think that's what people are actually facing. It's like the day-to-day, like your partner rolling his eyes when you
sure.
or her eyes when you go into like work on your content creation, or you know, the friends who are like mocking you on Instagram for whatever you're posting, or the parents who are making a jab at the Thanksgiving dinner table being like, well, you know her, she's just doing one of those weird online businesses again. I'm dead serious. This is like
the
actual reality
funny. The voice
of it,
was
though.
Funny.
You know, and it's like you get that over
this
and over.
This is why
over,
I'm like,
so
just
hard.
Don't like, just do. Like, do.
Right.
Don't talk, do. Because
right.
the easiest way to have people not take you seriously and give you a lot of shit is if you're talking and you're not doing.
Yeah. Right. Well, then it like kind of makes you
like a liar. When I wrote my first book, I told my parents I'm working on a book. And then like whenever it was later, I just like handed them the manuscript. I wasn't like, I finished chapter one. Like right, they don't right. give a shit. Like they well, don't care. Well, it's
almost like I do think there is a healthy degree of like prove them wrong mentality happening too.
Yeah.
And I like kind of, you know, got off to that a little bit at the beginning because everyone in my life was like, you're crazy.
I didn't even tell my parents when I was starting to get hired with coaching clients. Like, so I had a full-time job. I was working for the family business. That was my full-time job. Then I had my spray tanning company right. on the side. And then I started taking coaching clients. So I had three jobs, right? Yeah. And I started taking coaching clients. I didn't tell them until I had four clients, which back then I was charging $600 a month, which was $150 an hour. So six times four was 24. So I was making $2,400, which like I don't know if that was it was probably enough to pay my like rent in DC at the time. But like I had these other, you know, I had income coming from mm-hmm. three places, but it wasn't about the money. It was about four clients, $2,400 felt like something substantial enough where I could be like, oh yeah, by the way, I like started this thing on the side.
Yeah.
It was a huge deal to me, but yeah. like I didn't want to overplay it for them.
Yeah, I can see that.
So what are your tips?
Excommunication. Just kidding. I mean, my tips are like, you do have to develop like a little bit of a tough exterior. Like I think it's one of the things. It's right. like you cannot take everything so personally.
Right.
Like if I got offended every time, like the weird girl that like failed at selling some network marketing thing in high school, like made fun of me behind my back, I would like, I literally don't care anymore. And I don't say, like, I care about myself and I care about the company and I care about
how
humans.
How do you know when people are making fun of you behind their back?
I mean, you, someone tell me, you know, in like high school stuff, like you just, word gets around,
right. right?
Like, oh, who does she think she is? Like, I remember one girl, like when we went to LA a couple years ago to film that podcast with the Dry Bar, my friend sent me a screenshot. Someone was like, I don't know who she thinks she is. And I was like, fortunately not you. You know what I mean? But like, I don't take it. Like, I don't
That's
take
so
it
interesting.
In. So I do think, I mean, Katie, like you had a whole Instagram post written about you the other day. So people have shit to say. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like, let's not get amnesia. So, but I do think that you have to develop like a tougher exterior to make it in business. I'm not saying be a like a jerk or like
well,
be
it's
a-
like similar to when people are like, okay, you're a celebrity, like you're opening yourself up for criticism by right. nature of the job that you're in.
If you're on social media, you're open to criticism no yeah. matter what, right? I don't know how many times I have like had a not positive thought about the way someone was living their life on Instagram. Like, we're human. I get it. But I do think that you have to create boundaries around what you're willing to accept in terms of feedback. Like, I will not accept certain people's feedback, and I won't
One of
care.
My favorite things is, like, when someone says something to, like, hear something else. So right. if someone's like, I don't know about that, I'll be like, I don't know about that for me. Like if someone says, oh God, I'm trying to think of a good example, but, like, if they say something critical, I'll just turn it around and I'll hear they're jealous of you.
I mean, whatever it takes, though. It's like, who do I think I am? Let me tell you who I think I am. You know what I mean? It's like, why would I let their words? Now, I know I'm living my purpose. I know I'm not hurting anyone in the process. I know I'm giving back all the time. I'm taking care of myself and every person in my family, literally. So I'm, you know what I mean? Like, hate on me all you want. I'm right. not doing anything wrong or harmful. So I can very much like let it bounce off. I well, like, and, literally and picture like a shield going up and it just like bounces back to them.
The reality is that the people that are worth hearing their opinions don't have time to hate.
Right.
Like people who are just sitting around giving negative feedback, putting hate into the world or like trying to tear you down.
Like, what if you put that energy into something else?
Right. Right. And so if you are listening to this and you are a hater, get off your little hating pedestal and think, like, what do I actually want to do with my life?
Don't be a hater. Be a creator.
Oh! I like that.
We got it today.
Nice.
But I think you have to have I think my tips that I'm just coming up with because you asked and because I asked you and you didn't answer.
I said my one tip was do. Don't talk.
Oh, yeah, do. Okay, do, don't talk. Put up your shield. Number three is I think you literally just have to have your own board of directors when it comes to being in business. You have to have your own trusted board of directors, whether it's a couple friends or a couple family members or people you know from the internet, and really like stay with them. Like don't, you know, put your questions or your surveying out to just the masses, you know, like keep a few trusted people in your inner circle.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Especially at the beginning, I don't think a lot of voices coming at you is going to help you move forward. Like a couple people to, you know, connect with, get advice, get support, get idea, bounce ideas off of. But you don't need, I think, a million voices. People talk about this in entrepreneurship all the time. I don't know where to start because one person says do it this way. One person says do it this way. You have to shut down the noise. And I don't think you should be in a vacuum by yourself. So having a few people, I think, would be key. And, like, share your business stuff with them. And
I also say, like, coach up your circle. So, like, it's okay to be the person. You don't want to take this whole burden on. But, like, it is okay to be the person who's, like, you can do it too.
Right.
To the people around you. Like maybe you have a friend or a cousin or a sibling or whoever who's like always talking about the thing that they want to do, the thing that they want to start.
Yeah.
And you can be the one who's like, do it.
Yeah.
Or like, let's be accountability partners or let's go through coach training together. We've had friends do that. Right.
Yeah.
And like actually being the one who coaches people up in your circle.
Right.
And invites the people around you to grow and progress and evolve.
And do you want to know what that takes? That takes like a collaborative and loving spirit, not one that's afraid of competition and jealousy, right?
Right.
So I think that's part of it too, is like you got to clean that up within yourself and know that there's room for everyone and their unique gifts. And I think I have had so many friends and family members in my life come to me with like business ideas, and they'll tell me after they do it, they're like, you're the only person who like supported me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even know how to not support another person with an idea at this point.
Yeah.
So you can also be that for others, I think, is what you're saying.
Right. Like a lot of times these people who are naysayers, they don't have any evidence that taking risks works.
Yeah.
You have a lot of evidence that taking risks works, or that the wild idea that you have could work.
Yeah.
Or I mean, how many times have we like whiteboarded or just like been like, could this work?
Turned
or could
a this wall work? Into a...
Yeah. And like a lot of our ideas fail. That's definitely part of entrepreneurship as well. But then you have to take this critical eye and be like, well, why didn't it work? Or how could we do it differently? Or what needs to change? And so many people in your life that you're going to for advice don't actually know the answer. So when they give you a response, their response isn't necessarily the answer.
Right. It's
they're just saying informed. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the answer lies within you. And you have to, like Liv said, at different points in your life, you're going to have to quiet some of that noise to get deep and get in tune with what you really want and what you really need.
And that's coaching at its core too, like holding yourself as the expert. So most of our audience is probably listening to this as a client of coaching or someone wanting to become a coach or someone who's just started coaching. And it's like, we've said this on this show before, but you are your own first client. You are your own best client. You are your own expert. And so you have to remind yourself of that too. It's like, we always can get more information.
Right.
But the source has to be self.
Yeah. And that's a great way to look at it too. Like if you had a client coming to you saying, oh, my mom says this, my dad says this, my friend says this, my boyfriend says this.
My mind would already be blown with after 2 weeks.
What? But then like what, like you would say, well, what do you want?
Exactly.
Right. So you have to self coach.
Yeah.
And it works. So when your friends and family don't support you,
come to us. We will.
Right. Exactly. Thank you so much for tuning in to Six Figure Certified Coach. We love you guys and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's face it. The world needs you and your clients are waiting. This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do. If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next 6 figures as a certified coach.